Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I can't live no other way. Yes, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, and our topic for today is the Helen of Troy effect. The Helen of Troy effect. This is going to be some great teaching for you today, and we are coming from the scripture of 1 Kings 13, verses 11 through 24. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to Morning Motivation live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss it live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern posted on my website, fieldfire.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have the recording link text to your phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. That's text the message MM to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. All of this information, as well as everything else you need to know about me, the upcoming women's conference this weekend, and everything else that you need, is on my website at fieldfire.com. That is FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, verses 11 through 24, reading from the KJV. Then there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they also told to their father. And their father said unto them, which way went he? For his sons had seen what way the men of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then said he, come home with me and eat bread. Now make sure you catch these next two verses. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back, in other words, the lying prophet. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water. We almost finished. Thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. Now listen to what happened to him. This is our last verse. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way, and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. The Helen of Troy effect. Everyone who is with you is not for you. Be careful with whom you share your goals, dreams, and destiny. Disclosing to the wrong people could not only cause you to forfeit your destiny, but destroy all you love as well. Watch yourself. You got some vultures in your midst. And this word that we read today, God told the prophet right out of God's own mouth exactly what he wanted that prophet to do. Go to King Jeroboam. Give him this word. Don't stay there. Don't eat there. Don't drink there. Don't even come back to Judah using the same route that you took to go deliver this word. God told him what to do. God showed him his destiny. The prophet went and he gave the word, but then the Bible said that a lying prophet whose sons had heard the word that the prophet from Judah gave, he went and told their sons, told him, he said, wait, who is this prophet who's basically come into my territory and given a word to the king, saying that it's a word from the Lord when I'm right here? I need to go meet him. So he went out and he found the prophet from Judah sitting under the tree. And he said, hey, come on over to my place. Sit with me, eat with me, dine with me, drink with me. And the prophet from Judah told him, no, I can't do that, you see, because God told me directly out of his mouth what he wanted me to do. But this prophet, even the Bible said he lied. Isn't that something? Think about that. A lying prophet. So this man of God from Bethel said, wait, an angel came to me and told me that God had changed his mind about what he told you. Yes, now you can come over and sit with me and eat with me and drink with me and dine with me. But the Bible said he was lying. A prophet lied. So the prophet from Judah, although he had heard from God, went back with the lying prophet. He sat there. He ate and he drank. Go stay with me. I'm taking this somewhere about your life today. He sat there. He ate, he drank, he dined with him. And the lying prophet let him do all of that. Then he really had a word from God from him. Ooh, isn't this powerful for him? He said, look now, the first time I told you what God said, I was lying to you. But since you disobeyed God, even though you heard straight from God and came and sit here and told me everything and dined with me, now God really has a word for you. And that word is that you won't even make it back home. That before you make it back to Judah, a lion will meet you and will kill you, and your dead carcass will lie in the street, the Helen of Troy effect. Now, there's a movie called Troy, and it starred Brad Pitt. And in this movie, the kings are meeting with, you know, the kings, and they're sitting there and they're of Troy, meeting with the king of Sparta, and they've declared that they wanted to have peace. Well, the king of Sparta has this beautiful wife named Troy. And all while the king of Sparta is entertaining those princes from Troy and they're declaring peace, one of the princes, the young man, the one who really has never even fought in a war, decides that he's going to have an affair with Helen of Sparta right there in the king's home. Then after he has the affair, he and Helen decide that they're going to run off and go back to Troy. So the prince of Troy sneaks Helen on the boat, takes her back home, and in doing so, and taking Helen back into his father's house, the end result is that the king of Sparta comes looking for his wife. So many people die, a huge war commences, and even his brother, who had nothing really to do with his sin, is killed. His father, the king of Troy, is killed. Many soldiers are killed, all because he brought the enemy, Helen of Sparta, back into his father's house, the king of Troy. And when she got there, somehow thought that this really meant that she was with them and for them, and said, she's now Helen of Troy. The Helen of Troy effect. This is what is happening in some of your lives today. God has told you exactly who you are, exactly what you're supposed to do, exactly what your destiny is, exactly what your purpose is, exactly the route that you should take. But instead of you staying focused on the purpose God Himself spake unto you, you are bringing in the enemy into your camp. You're bringing in the enemy into your house. You are sitting there dining with the enemy, divulging all of your dreams, all of your goals, all of your vision, even though the Bible told you in Matthew 6, and let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. But in Matthew 5 and 37, just let your yes be yes and your no be no. All of your dreams should not be exposed to everybody. All of what you want to do should not be exposed to everybody. Even all of the sin that you're doing or have done, you should not add insult to injury by then bringing the sin into your home. The Helen of Troy effect. Let me make it plain because my time is almost gone. Some of you, for example, you were in adultery. But if that wasn't enough, then what did you do? You brought the woman into your home, or you got the woman pregnant. Do you see what I mean? It wasn't enough for the prince of Troy that he was in the king of Sparta's home sleeping with the wife. But to add insult to injury, he publicly shamed this king by bringing the woman back to his father's house. Some of you have let go of people who meant you no good. They've already betrayed you. They've already done you wrong. They've already mistreated you, lied on you. They've already wreaked havoc. Why are you bringing them now back into your life? Why are you letting them back into your home? Why are you now divulging your secrets? They will not only destroy you, but all that you love. The Helen of Troy effect. See, you must know those who labor among you. You must understand that sometimes, as my mother used to say, you have to treat people with a long-handled spoon. It's okay to say hello. It's okay to love them in Christ. It's okay to pray for them, but quit bringing them back into your kingdom. Quit bringing them back into your camp. Quit eating and drinking and dining with them, because they're vultures. They're waiting for your carcass. Now, our time has almost run, so I'm just going to refer you to verse 26 of 1 Kings 13. After the disobedient prophet had been killed by the lion, and they went back and told the lying prophet, he said, let me see. Let me go see. See, this is what your enemies and your frenemies will do for you. Once they've led you into destruction, they want to come and see, stand over your dead body, your dead marriage, your dead dreams, your dead ministry, your dead destiny, your dead goal. Let me see. And then he had the audacity to stand there and say, this is that disobedient prophet, the one who would not listen and to the Lord. And so this is the end he had met. Then he took him and buried him. See, this is what those vultures do after they've led you to your demise and they've stood over your body because they need to see that you didn't make it to your glorious destiny. Then they want to act like they the people who ought to be honored. Look at what I'm doing now. Despite all of that, I'm burying him. I'm giving him some honor. Glory me. Stop being a fool for other people. What God has for you, it is for you. But only if you will keep it, only if you'll protect it, only if you'll work on it, and only if you'll quit bringing the enemy into your camp. Oh, our time has almost run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Isn't this powerful? Just begin to say right now, Father, I'm going to make some great decisions today. I'm getting the enemy out of my camp. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We praise you and we honor you. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this powerful, inspirational, liberating, powerful powerful motivational morning motivation today to remind us that you have purpose and destiny for us, but we need to quit bringing the enemy into our camps, those who mean us no good into our kingdoms, opening ourselves, making ourselves vulnerable. This is why we're not being as successful as we should be. This is why our goals and our dreams are being delayed. This is why our victory is being denied, because the things that we ought to be focusing on, the things which are close to our hearts, we're just opening them to anybody. And vultures are standing in our inner circle, waiting on our carcasses to fall. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now that they will stand in the power of you, the awesome glory of you, and rid their camp, Father, of the enemy, so that they can go forth victoriously and live victoriously, speak victoriously, and in everything they do, be able to receive the glory you have ordained for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise Him. My time is running. Just praise the Lord. Say, I'm ridding my camp of the vultures today, because I want to live in the glory God has ordained for me. Say it again, and I'm going to give you our task, and we're going to end. I am ridding my camp of the enemies today, and I am going to live in the glory God has for me. Now, because of time's sake, I don't have time to give you an announcement, but go to my website, fueldthefire.com. All of the information about our powerful women's conference this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There are workshops, guest speakers. I will also be speaking on Sunday morning, is on the website, on the events or itinerary page, fueldfire.com. Now, our topic for today, it's the Helen of Troy effect. Your task is to search your camp and get all those friends and frenemies and enemies out the way. Don't let them destroy all God has for you. All right, text MM to phone number 33222 so you can follow. I'll see you in the morning.